The Royal Mail has been forced to delay its plans to abolish the second post after trials into scrapping the second delivery were beset by problems. The scheme was devised to save Royal Mail up to £350 million annually and was due to be introduced in time for the Christmas rush. Now it appears that a quarter of all homes in the pilot areas had problems with their mail. In some places, the post just didn't arrive at all. Well, the scheme has angered both the postal workers and some customers. And earlier, I spoke with Andy Sorton from the Communication Workers Union, who described the whole thing as a fiasco and a shambles. Why?
We're not opposed to a new delivery specification. The current one, the two-tier system, has been there since 1968, and the union is very anxious to modernise and expand postal services. But these trials, there was clearly no planning put into these. In the trials that we were involved in, it resulted in mail being delayed, a whole range of problems, and the cost of actually restoring that was incredible. And it just resulted in turmoil and chaos.
And you just think they should be, their results should be ignored because you just don't think they were well planned and therefore the results aren't worth taking any notice of?
It's our view that the knowledge we have and the experience we have should be taken into account when actually looking at a new delivery specification. But what they need to do as well is to expand the current postal service.
Well, this is the rub, isn't it, really? You say you've got no problems with modernising things and changing things that they need to be changed, but you want more deliveries to, presumably, employ more members, whereas the Royal Mail is looking to save money and therefore cut out, perhaps, the second delivery.
Well, nobody's advocating, John, that we keep the second delivery. What we're saying is we want to expand into new services. For instance, there are many new things we can go into. There are people that quite clearly have problems collecting things that are left at post offices, and we won't expand that. Perhaps redeliveries in the evening to look at. There will be no same day service in this particular specification, which is quite bizarre for a postal service, and we want to look at a whole range of things that are innovative and fit for a modern postal service.
So when you say if they'd asked us, we do the job, we could have told them a few things, is that the sort of thing you would have told Royal Mail?
Absolutely. You know, this is quite clearly, it became apparent throughout that the ideology behind the trials were a cost-cutting exercise and not to address the problems with the delivery specification and, in fact, bring new products forward.
But they've got to cut costs. I mean, they're losing so much money, Royal Mail. It just doesn't make economic sense. They've got to do something.
Yeah, John, but perhaps you can get new business by expanding services.